Go.
Hey, you guys. I'm Princess.
And I'm Kirkland.
And welcome back to The Secret is Work. Okay, so...
what are we going to tell the people?
Oh, we're going to tell the people we're back. Mm-hmm. And The Secret is Work is getting us a spin, I guess.
A spin, yes. Because you're going to get to watch, or sorry, listen.
Hear.
Hear our journey. We thought it would be dope to follow the journey of us actually building a brand new company from scratch.
From scratch. The very beginning.
We just got our LLC a few months ago.
And our EIN.
Yep. And we are starting a new company. What's the name?
Secret Listings. It's funny because Tasha and Tyrone are the only two people that remember Secret Listings. Because Tasha was like, oh, you and Kirkland already did this. Because remember when Tasha was here? So Secret Listings, I think we thought of the idea when we moved to Decatur. So that was 2012.
Yep. Because we were having such a difficult time finding a place to rent. Because we had, at that time,
bad credit, no money.
And I think we had one eviction at that time.
No, we had more than that. We definitely, because we were coming from... no, Alpharetta, we didn't have an eviction from Alpharetta.
We only had one. We had one from Stone Mountain. So it was only one at that time.
No, Stone Mountain was after.
After Decatur?
Yeah.
So it was before
Decatur. So it was going to be Riverdale.
No, then we didn't have any then.
No, we didn't have
one. We just had bad credit at that time.
Okay, we had bad credit, yeah. I guess. We had terrible credit.
Yeah.
$0 and 0 cents.
Literally.
And we thought we could buy a house. Houses, actually.
Mm-hmm. So we decided that because it was such a difficult journey, we was like, we want to make this. We wish we had, what we were looking for at the time was a service that would allow people with not so good credit or who had evictions a second chance. So,
hindsight, was that a rent to own kind of thing?
Yes, hindsight, it is what now is called a rent-to-own. Maybe that existed then, but we didn't know what that was.
We didn't know what it was because we knew nothing back then. Absolutely nothing.
We were going to basically rent to people who had a, give them a second chance. And then what we were going to do was part of their rent, we were going to put in a savings account that would allow them to use to buy a house. But at the time, I don't think we thought it was going to be our house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so now what I think about it is kind of not really a rent-to-own because you aren't owning this house because we need to keep making money. But we were going to help you move on to the next stage of your life. And I think that, actually, when you think about it, I've always been a hardpreneur. Now that I think about it.
A whatpreneur?
Hardpreneur. That's what I call
it. What the fuck is that?
I'm an entrepreneur that does things from the heart. So I also figure out how to make things mutually beneficial, how to make money but serve a valid purpose. I do that in my own business now. So I'm a hardpreneur. I made that up.
I am a moneypreneur.
You don't need to be a moneypreneur.
I do serve, I do help people, but at the end of the day, as far as what I do for myself, I'm a moneypreneur. But, you know, it's funny because, and I think, you know, and when you pass a certain level, that's when you get to talk about certain things because you're ashamed, right? Like, because I feel like I would have never talked about 13 evictions.
No, she wanted to talk about this long before and I told your ass.
Oh,
no.
I did.
Yes, and I told you no.
You know what? I have. I've been wanting to talk about having 13 evictions way before now. But she didn't want me to. But at the end of the day, I think one thing I've learned over the years is that your journey, it's what make you who you are today. Thanks. And telling your story is it's something that's, you know, that's important to where you're heading. So I feel like now I'm getting back to using my story. Like there's things in my past I don't mind talking about. And I'm opening up a lot more. But, oh, I was ready. I'm ready to talk about everything.
She's ready to
first
talk about
off,
everything.
It's always Kirkland that's
about.
Holding me back.
No, it's not. It's not holding her back.
About our journey.
No, that's not what I'm doing here. I'm not holding her back. She be ready to talk about things that I haven't gone through. See, this is also going to be an interesting podcast because you're going to find two people that are literally on the same path, but going at different speeds. So,
yeah.
Cindy's speed is a lot faster than my speed. So you were accomplishing things I hadn't got to yet, and you were trying to talk about things that I'm still going through.
But to be fair, though, when I wanted to talk about those evictions, we were in the middle of one. We were still dealing with them, though. I didn't pass them yet. We did it. Because we got over this eviction when we moved to Charles. That's when we started to get work over. And I wanted to talk about it way before that. Like, you we did. Were still you in 1411.
You were. And I was like, why?
Because at the end of the day, I will say one thing. I've never been ashamed to talk about my life, because I always feel like there are things I'm like, okay, I'm not ready to talk about this. But I don't think it's because I'm ashamed. Because I feel like maybe I'm not. It doesn't relate to what I'm trying to do. And I feel like now it's relate, because I'm talking about now this 13 eviction. it's related to where we're heading now. And now I'm focusing on building wealth. I'm focusing on making my money work for me. And we getting ready to buy properties, right? Mm-hmm. So in one day, you know, we're going to have this catalog of houses, mm-hmm. and then we can tell people. At one point, I had 13 evictions. How many you had? Because I have more than you.
We had 13.
No, I had more. You had less than 13.
So that means you have more than 13, because I have 13.
Fuck.
yes. At one point, there was more.
To be fair, when we were, well, this journey, we are going to talk about the process of seeking listings, mm-hmm. from the very beginning to mm-hmm. when we have this catalog I'm talking about, mm-hmm. of all these properties.
And we get to go back and listen to
and
all
we
these.
Get to come back and listen. But we within ups. Talking about this process, we're also going to dive in into our story, our journey, mm-hmm. from the very beginning.
And the
I'm
work
sure.
that was required to get
the
here.
Work not was the work that is required. To
well,
be
I mean,
here. It
it's
requires
two. It's like the work required to get here, and then the work that's going to be required to get to the next place.
Well,
because they're different work. The work that it took to get here is not the work it's going to take us to get to level 2 and level 3
True.
And level 4.
True. And it's actually three work. So it makes sense. Three work. It's work to get where we are now. Mm-hmm. It's work to
stay here,
maintain where we uh-huh. are, and work to get to
the next
level.
Right.
So you guys got going to get all of it, and yep, I'm low key excited.
Finally,
I have a hard time with speaking, mm-hmm. and one thing, I was on a podcast today. I was on Social Proof podcast with Dunny and David, and you know Dunny know my story, and she knows how hard it's been for me to speak publicly because you know I'm shy, like, believe it or not. Like, I used to be so scared of speaking. And if you know anything about me now, I run my mouth. So I'm actually also using this.
She always did that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm also using this, Kirkland, because I just had a moment just now. I'm like, how am I going to be able to travel the world one day when I retire and take my baby with me and travel the world to speak? Because mm-hmm. when I retire, that's what I want to do. Like, all I want to do is travel and speak. Like, my baby can see the world, I can see the world, and I can inspire women to take full control of their lives and, you know, stop trading time for money, buy the time back, and really invest in real estate, stocks, you know, mm-hmm. and passive income. But I'm like, how am I going to be able to speak in front of thousands,
mm-hmm.
millions
of people,
hundreds of thousands of people, if I can't even sit on a podcast next to Kirkland and speak, mm-hmm. or sit between two people and speak? Like, I was super nervous sitting in between David and Dunny and speak, mm-hmm. and it doesn't fail. Like, I speak many times, and it's I'm like, I question myself, am I going to get this? So I'm excited for us to get back to our podcast, mm-hmm. The Secret is Work. Mm-hmm. And so, Kirkland, mm-hmm. we're gonna have to set some goals.
Yes, we have goals. We're gonna set structure. This podcast is gonna have segments. It's gonna be a real show, y'all. We're going to sit down. We're going to have weekly meetings.
Okay, okay. Hold up with the weekly meetings.
We have content we need to create. We're going to, like, be a real show that provides. I think one thing that just came to mind is something you talk about all the time, that motivation is everywhere. So I want to provide our audience with something different. So at the end of every episode, I would love to give an actionable tip. I think that'd be really cool.
I like that.
Something you can do and take, take it and do it and then see the fruits of the labor. Because you know how everyone loves instant gratitude. And I feel like...
Well, it's funny you said that because that's what worked for me. Motivation doesn't work for me. Like when I'm listening to something or I'm watching something, there's like one thing I'm always going to take. And that I can get off the podcast. So if I'm in the car when I get home, I can apply. Like, it's always something. Like, for example, like, I was listening to this podcast. And the, you know how I say I do the DM thing? So now he talk about, he said so much. He shared so much information. And the one part I was able to take and apply. And it worked for me. It made me money. And at the end of every podcast, or except, you know, because I listen to different type of podcasts, right? I listen to personal and I listen to business. The business podcast, I always take something. The personal, not always, because my personal podcast, I take and apply to. Even listening to like Weezy and Mandy, like they will share books. I will get them. They will share these things. I will get on Amazon and try them. So I do love podcasts. I can take something and apply
it to your
right away.
So, I thought of something.
What's that?
What should be the one thing before we leave them?
Well, we each gonna give one thing?
I don't know. Maybe that's a lot. Maybe we can. Why not?
Well, it's not a lot because at the end of the day, we something both have different work. Audience.
Right. So, one thing might work for someone and one thing
yeah,
might work
like
for somebody
big
else.
And tall guys. And I'm like, all the ladies. Black women, to be exact.
Okay, so maybe one thing I can say, one actionable tip I would say is tell yourself three things that you love about yourself in the mirror every day. Preferably do it while you're naked, specifically because it helps you frame how you look at your body. And I find that once you look at your body differently in a more positive light, you begin to flourish in all areas of your life. So that also means in your professional life, in your personal life. I find that when you feel good about yourself, you excel more in life. So I would say, tell yourself three things you love about yourself in the mirror every day. If you don't have a mirror, go get a mirror. If you already have a mirror, just look in it every day and tell yourself three things you love about yourself. It helps.
Okay. That's cute. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, we have different audience. So right now I'm currently working on self-commitment, right? So I feel like I'm so good in my business, right? Like, I know what I'm going to do. I get up and do it. But with my personal life, I tend to get, like, kind of push it to the side, right? So, Kirkland is a hater. So are you, Tasha. They judge me because my room is always a mess. So, all they do is judge me, right? So.
I know where this is going.
So, for the month of, I don't know when this podcast is coming out. Kirkland is in charge of putting it out. So, I don't know when it's coming out. I mean, I don't care. You can put it out tomorrow if I care.
It is!
But, okay.
Drop it tomorrow.
Okay, so, you know what's funny? This is good, because people always think we should get some type of show. Mm-hmm. So this is our show. Mm-hmm. This is it.
It's always been our show!
You're right,
Curtis. I spent 2 years to get her here.
It took him a minute to get me here. And I'm actually excited to be here, because I'm feeling good today.
Let's keep this
excitement. I got so much content done today and yesterday. And I feel accomplished, right? But anyway, so when you wake up in the morning, right? It's like you, especially when you like a content creator or you some type of influencer or creative and you putting out so much information, you also taking in information, but that's not something you do for yourself every day. First thing in the morning, the first thing you need to do is something for yourself. And I decided for the month of November, I am making my bed every morning, right?
Okay.
And I have been making my bed every morning. If you go to my stories from yesterday, like, my bed had tons of shit on it from my shoot. I did go to bed with them on my bed. But when I woke up this morning, I woke up at 5:45 this morning just so I will remove everything from my bed, which I did. And I go watch my stories. I made my bed.
I love that.
Okay, it's messed up again because I shot again. but at the end of the day, that's not the point. That, it's not to say my bed's going to stay perfect because I'm not using it. It's my room. I'm going to use it. I can lay on my bed during the day. The key is when I get out of the bed to make my bed.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's and I work out super early in the morning. I work out at 6:30 and I make my bed before I go downstairs to work out. And so first thing in the morning, I guess I wanted to tie it to your
doing something
self-confidence,
for yourself.
Doing something for yourself. Self-commitment is what I'm working on right now. Really making it a priority. By the way, I did take myself on a date. It was a different type of date than I wanted to do today. So I'm taking myself on solo dates every single week. But what I want, the thing I want you guys to do is look at your morning routine. The first thing you need to do in the morning is something for you. It can be making your bed. It can be listening into some type of motivation in the morning. It can be working out. It can be drinking water. It can be anything that's good for you. That's going to make you feel good throughout the day. And you know, if it doesn't matter what the day throw at you. It doesn't matter what life, how fast it come. Whether if you're a mom, you want to wake up a little earlier before the kids, you can meditate. You can, I don't know, if you're a mom, you want to wake up early.
And just have 5 minutes of silence.
Or start drinking alcohol. Just kidding.
Because we know how those kids can be.
Oh, well, we know. Start drinking alcohol before the kids wake up. Whatever you want to do, you take that moment for yourself. Mm-hmm. And this morning, because today's the 15th, and I realized why, because I got that from what most successful people do before breakfast. Because I read that book, Denisha gave me that book. I think I'm supposed to return it. I still have it. She gave me the book of what most successful people do before breakfast. And I got that concept from them. And I see most successful people make their bed in the morning when they get out of bed.
Oh.
And, and today, I feel like I finally realized why they do that, because
it's a self-discipline thing.
It's the self-discipline, that's number one. It's similar to taking a cold shower. The Rock Johnson, he take a cold shower every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Cold shower.
Oh my God.
You crazy, sir.
Ooh.
But it's a little more than self-discipline. It make you feel accomplished, right? So if your day is packed up and you have control of that one thing, the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. Of course, you can pray, meditate, and do all that. But choose something that's going to make you, that's for you. And that's it. That was a whole lot.
That was.
See, that's what I be talking about. Sometimes when I'm talking, I'm just like, I'm going. And I feel like I get lost in so much. But sometimes I do bring it home.
I think it's just, everyone has a different speaking style. So if that's your speaking style, just get comfortable with it. Everyone's speaking style is different. So you took the long way home. You still
Jesus.
Got there.
Jesus.
What does it
well,
matter?
Well, you know what? That is why we're getting back into, one of the reasons I'm personally getting back into this podcast too.
And I'm pretty sure the more you speak, the more.
To help me find my speaking style.
Yep.
Yay.
Look at that. So we're helping ourselves while we're helping
while
you.
While we help you, while we share our journey. I'm super excited. Like Kirkland, I'm ready for this house.
I'm holding you accountable.
And I'm going to hold you accountable because we're ready for this house. So our first goal that we're going to set is when we're going to start the buying process. Okay, so let me fill you guys in. So January
of 2020,
I bought our current house, right? And so I bought this first house in Kirk. Well, we live in this house. And I'm planning on staying here until someone marry me and give me 2 babies. Maybe one.
Look how life has evolved, y'all.
And Kirkland is going to sit downstairs until someone marry him and give him 2 babies. Mm-hmm. So maybe our 3 properties we're buying, I mean, it makes no sense for us to each to move to a property when we can be renting it out. I'm just saying. So we here. You know, we're going to stay here and enjoy our beautiful home. Mm-hmm. I actually started saying my house is my dream house Okay, so you know what? Maybe we talk about our house on a different episode, but I've been saying the house is my dream house. It is actually my dream house because remember, all we ever wanted was a house. Cute house, white house, where we can create content. And honestly, I don't have to go nowhere to shoot my content. I can shoot my content in my house, not in the kitchen, but I can shoot my content in my room, in my bathroom, downstairs, upstairs, outside. Well, we shot outside in front of the house.
Who wants to remodel our kitchen for free?
We are going to remodel our kitchen for free, actually. Good thinking. We are. I'm over that kitchen. The kitchen gives me a headache, actually, every time I look at our kitchen. But I am in my dream house, and this house was a lot of hard work. So we're going to, because Kirkland is getting ready to buy our second house, which is going to be our first investment property mm-hmm. under CK listings. Mm-hmm. I'm also working on the, well, I need to start working on that because I actually invested that money in the stock market. The shed. We have a she shed in the backyard, which I'm going to turn into a cute little cozy retreat for my, for both of our audience.
Both of our audience.
I mean, it's going to be a babe cave, but you know, just kidding, it's not. It's going to be new.
That's what she's trying to do, y'all, but we ain't doing it.
It's not going to be a babe cave. It is going to be a retreat for creators, for moms, for entrepreneurs, heartpreneur. Mm-hmm. I'm a moneypreneur. Fuck all of that. A heartpreneur, right? Mm-hmm. What's that? Right? I've never heard that. But that's cute or whatever. So we're going to, it's going to be for all of us, you know. And my focus, really, you know, coming back to self-commitment, I want to make it.
Maybe I heard that from Fran, heartpreneur.
Hey, Fran, hey?
Yeah, maybe I heard that from her.
Heartpreneur.
I'm like, I didn't come up with
that. Are you saying harderpreneur?
Yeah. Like instead of entrepreneur, harderpreneur.
What? So it's, oh, okay.
It's just so it can rhyme. I don't think it actually like makes.
Heartpreneur. I think you're saying heartpreneur.
No, harder.
Oh, okay. Cool. Work that out some more. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound that catchy.
Oh, that's fine.
Because they'll be like, a what now?
Harderpreneur.
A what now?
Heartpreneur.
Say what?
Heartpreneur. Entrepreneur that works from the heart.
I'm going to start doing this thing I do with my nose. What are you talking about? What is that? Tasha like when I talk like that.
How to make money from the heart.
How to make money from the heart. I mean, it's cute, but I don't know, but it doesn't sound catchy. The concept sounds cute.
Oh, maybe there's a better word to pick. Maybe. But anyway, guys, so she gave you her tip from the day.
And I said a whole lot after that.
That's fine. And then I gave you my tip, which is to look in the mirror, say something nice about yourself. Cindy gave us the tip.
Princess. I'm princess on this show. I'm princess. See, that's the thing, though. It's funny because Donnie was calling me Cindy, right? So people that know me outside of being a content creator and a blogger, they love to call me by my government name. And by the way, my government name is Cindy LaFalaise, right? But we're not going by that. We're going by princess because I call myself princess. And Kirkland, Mr. Hawes here is going to start calling me princess. Call me princess.
P.
You're a hater. But anyways, you guys, we're excited. So
and we back.
We are back. Super right, excited. Y'all. I think this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound so serious. I think it's going to be fun if we make it casual. The
podcast was never serious.
It wasn't, but I don't know.
We got her back, y'all.
We are back. All right. I'm excited.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Peace out.
No, hold on.
No, peace out.
You got to follow us. Go to our blogs.
Follow us. Well, I mean, us or like the Secrets Work, because Secrets Work still has.
Well, sources. I am Princess on all the social media platforms. That's Princess with triple I and triple S. And once you go to princess.com or I am Princess on IG, you will find all that I do.
Pretty cool. Okay, well, I am xltribes.com everywhere. That there's a social media platform except for Snapchat and the other one. I don't do those. Snapchat, what's the other one? TikTok, I don't do those. But
so why are you mentioning if you don't do them?
You right. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by XL Tribe. And then you can find everything I do on XL Tribe as well. Also, The Secret is Work has
social... Shouldn't we make that Secret Listings? Well, the Secret is Work Secret Listings info, we're going to have those next episode because we got to update some stuff. And we're not going to change the name, but the Secret is Work is going to go under Secret Listings.
Okay, yeah, we'll figure that out. So yeah, next week, we'll have all the socials for y'all to follow and get more acquainted with us. So thank you guys for listening. And welcome us back into your eardrums every week. Okay, y'all?
Yay.
Later.
Bye, you guys.